We're celebrating 100 incredible episodes with you. This week, we're diving into CinemaCon highlights to big announcements in the world of gaming and entertainment.
The Xbox 360 store is saying goodbye.
Heroes might be making a heroic return, so sit back, relax, and join us as we reminisce, analyze, and speculate on the latest news and trends. Welcome to the Essay Files.
Gentlemen, CinemaCon 2024 just came and passed, giggity, and a ton of movies got new trailers, extended trailers. Some were just kind of described and talked about and said, hey, we got this, this is coming out. Unfortunately, a lot of those new trailers are not viewable by us, the consumers, the viewers. So we can't talk about them because we can't see them. There's descriptions out there, but I mean, like, we're not going to, there's too many, dude. There's too many movies lined up. We're not going to read the description for every single one of these. So we're just going to go down the list of what we found interesting and maybe worth mentioning. We're just going to run through these and get some quick opinions in, see if we're hyped, not hyped, smash, no smash. Yeah, guys.
Do it.
Let's kick it off.
Let's do it.
WB, we got the Joker 2 trailer. That actually released a little bit before CinemaCon started.
I 100% hated, despise the first one. I ain't going to lie. This trailer was not bad. It was better than what I was expecting.
Okay.
I'm still not going to watch the movie.
You're not going to pay for it.
That's fair. I ain't going to pay for it.
Okay. But you'll watch it. Maybe.
Maybe like the first 5 to 10 minutes to see how it goes.
See if you fall asleep.
Because the first one was horrible. Basura.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah, I kind of got to agree. I've not watched the second trailer, the trailer for the second movie. I have no interest in watching this. Like you said, Guns, I did not really enjoy the first one. Wasn't a fan, didn't care for it. I'm just not hyped for this Joker series. As far as I saw, Lady Gaga in her costume. In her costume as Harley Quinn. Wasn't really feeling it. This is just going to be a pass for me, dude.
Yeah, in the trailer, they show her... Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Like, the photos that we saw that were out before this trailer, her outfit didn't look Harley Quinn. I didn't see, other than her being blonde, her being a Harley Quinn. But there is one shot where she's walking up some stairs. She's kind of wearing, like, this red dress with the diamonds on there. Like, it looked Harley Quinn-ish. I was like, okay, there it is. Unfortunately, she's probably not going to wear that throughout the whole movie, but... I guess. The trailer looked okay. I'm not sold on it. My opinion on the Joker, like, I enjoyed it as the PTSD mental health kind of film related to that. But as far as it goes within the Batman world, Joker, it had nothing to do with that. I didn't like it. If they would have just removed everything Batman related from the Joker, I would have been okay with that. Like, that would have been a great movie for me.
So you're saying basically if it had not been the Joker, they had just named him, I don't know, like the Jester.
Or, the Joker?
Jester.
The Jester. The there Jester. You go. Yeah,
something. Another character. Mm-hmm. That would have been fine with
it
you.
It would have been a great movie. But because they tied it into the Batman universe, tried to force it to fit into the Batman universe, I hated it. I did not like what they did.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this the one that's going to go with Team Edward?
No. This is like it's the third Batman universe. It's completely separate. Has nothing to do with Pattinson. Or the James Gunn Batman.
Okay.
Nothing to do with this.
Pattinson.
Yeah. It's its own standalone thing.
Gotcha. So why the F would they tie it into Batman? They got to get another Batman now.
Yeah. Oh, well, maybe. For me, dude, it feels like Super Mario 2. You remember that one? The one where Mario's dreaming or whatever? Spoilers. Originally, it was some random Japanese game, and then they ported it to America and they're like, this isn't going to sell. Slap Mario on it. And then they sold. That's what they did with this movie with Joker. That's what it was for me.
Why? Hold on. I'm still caught up. Why would you say spoiler alert? The game came out in like the 80s. Dude.
Spoilers.
I guess. It's still dumb. All right. My bad.
Yeah, man. The trailer for the second one, though, it did look interesting. It looked better, I think. It could be entertaining. I don't know if I'm going to go pay and watch it, but I am curious.
You know what? I might give the first one a shot again.
No, brother.
Just to see what this one is like. Okay. No. Am I going to pay for it, like you said? Hell no. I'm not paying for this. But will I watch it on streaming? Eventually, maybe.
Another one from WB, Mad Max Furiosa. Mad Max, when the hell did that movie come out again?
2012, I think. Dude, something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to lie. I haven't seen the movie.
2015. You haven't seen it, dude? What the hell?
Nope. I heard a lot of people say that it was good or whatever.
Yeah. That's one of those ones that I watched like way back in the day, but I only ever watched it once. Mm-hmm. Do I remember it now? Hell no. I would have to watch it again just to catch up on this one.
It was like, you have to go watch it in theaters. It's just cinematically, it's beautiful. And it was. Mm-hmm. It looked great. Story was good. Tom Hardy was awesome. For that world, it was a pretty damn good movie. A little slow, but it was pretty damn good. But yeah, man, that was like 9 years ago. The sequel to this, or this isn't even a sequel, it's a spinoff. This should have came out years ago.
Yeah, do you kind of feel like this is a little bit of a cash grab?
Maybe. I feel like they're too late.
Yeah, they're way too late. But what I'm thinking is, you remember Breaking Bad, El Camino?
Uh-huh.
How they came out with that like 10 years later. Okay, I know it wasn't 10 years, but it was like years later. A movie that should have happened like almost like the same year that it ended, or maybe even a year after, would have been fine. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's like, why are we going back to this? Why are we revisiting this? Is somebody running out of cash? Like, what's going on? You
know? I feel that's been happening a lot lately with all the new movies that have been releasing.
Mm.
Like, I feel they've been cash grabs. Most of them flop, but whatever.
Yeah. And this one's not even, like I said earlier, it's not even a direct sequel. It's a spinoff. It's for the chick with the robot arms or robot leg, whatever it was. It's been so long. Yeah. I don't even remember what the movie's about. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the Tom Hardy's not coming back for the spinoff. Yeah, so.
I wouldn't imagine him doing it.
I think they're too late. I don't really have a lot of interest. Maybe when the trailer comes out, I'll change my mind. But for right now, I don't have much interest in this.
Yeah. Like I said, it might be one of those that I pick up on streaming just for the fun of it. The first one was good. I don't imagine the second one being terrible. I'll visit it.
I got to watch the first one. And if I end up liking it, I'll probably watch the second one since it's barely coming out.
Next up, we got Beetlejuice 2. They had an extended trailer, not just a teaser. The juice is loose. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Beetlejuice.
I read the description, and supposedly Lydia is the one who brings him back for something. They didn't really say for what. It had pretty good feedback from the crowd. I mean, it sounded good. From what they showed, they said that it feels like it's got the spirit of Beetlejuice, so I want to see it. Give me that trailer. Give me that trailer.
I will have to see on this one. I'm not usually big on like sequels per se. Mm. The best sequel ever made was Terminator 2. Just saying. So typically, sequels I don't really find as interesting as the originals. This one being a movie that came out 20 plus years ago. I don't know, dude.
It gives you enough time to forget.
Yeah, unfortunately. But do you remember what happened with Hocus Pocus?
Oh.
Everyone was so hyped about, oh, Hocus Pocus 2, it's coming, it's real, it's real. And then you hear people talking good about it, you watch it, and it's a sad, sad little husk of what it used to be.
It was a chub of a movie.
Yeah.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's been way too long for this one as well, for a sequel. I mean, it's cool that a lot of the original characters are coming back. But maybe you're right that the three sisters from the Hocus Pocus came back and they weren't able to save that movie.
No. Dude, I'm not going to hold my breath for this one, but I'll give it a shot.
Fair. I'm looking forward to it, especially, you know, like I was little when I saw the first one clearly, but now I think it gives me like a
nostalgia.
That's the word. Yeah. Like, because we were there for that time, for that movie, the first one.
So it hits you right in the nostalgia, huh?
And Jenna Ortega, dude.
Right in the kanyikis.
Oh, you didn't hear me?
Overhyped.
Damn. All right. Let's see if you feel overhyped about this one. Lionsgate announced that Margot Robbie is set to produce a live-action Monopoly movie. Yeah, Monopoly. That boring game where you buy property and try to bankrupt your buddies. And
the one I always beat you guys in.
That game sucks. you're a cheat ass.
A bull crap.
You cheat.
First of all, I've been the one to win like the last three games or whatever. You and your wolf fang fist.
Oh, yeah. We got the Dragon Ball edition.
Oh, my God. We got the DBZ edition, yes. But it's only fun if you play with the right crowd. And it's not an every time we get together kind of game. It's once every year at least. Oof. At most, my bad. Not
once
least,
a decade
most.
Is too much. You think so? That game sucks. I hate it, dude. It's so boring. I'm not the right crowd for that game.
Yeah, you need the right crowd and you need the right drinks too. Yeah. So I don't know, dude. Like they're reaching for straws here, dude. They're trying to see what is gonna stick. Mm-hmm. I see it was previously announced as the Sims movie.
Oh, no. That's a separate thing. Like, okay, she's also set to produce that.
Wait, so she's a producer now?
Yeah, I guess so, man. She's leveling up.
Well, I mean, slutty. Every big actor and actress kind of dips their feet into producing and or directing. I mean,
all of a sudden, Barbie does good and, I'm going to produce a movie now.
Well, I mean, she's been in quite a few things, actually. Yeah, she's been quite a few big movies.
All right, let her slide. Let her slide. I never heard of her producing anything.
I mean, production-wise, I think that this might be the first thing I hear of. But like, as far as like actress, she's been in a few big.
She is also set to produce the freaking a Sims movie. I mean, The Sims. It's another game. Like, well, I know Barbie's an old school toy. The Sims is an old school game. Monopoly, old school game. I don't know what. She has this intrigue with old school games, and I don't know. I don't think it's a home run. I don't think it's gonna make any. Well, I said that about Barbie too, but I don't know, dude. I just don't see the interest.
No, I called Barbie was gonna be a success. I don't know that The Sims is going to.
Weren't they set to make the Rockin' Sockin' Robots movie?
Oh, Real Steel.
I had heard of.
No, I thought they were gonna make like the actual board game or the little.
Oh, did that come out? I think it was. It was like a short biopic or something, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't consider that a movie then if it's a biopic.
Next thing, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
You know what? I must say you're calling it now.
Let's see. You're right. Back in 2021, looks like Mattel announced partnered with Universal, and they're gonna do the Rockin' Sockin' Robots.
Yeah, I thought I remembered that. As soon as he said it, I was like, yeah, I think that sounds familiar.
Vin Diesel's supposed to start in that? Man, what the hell?
I am Red Robot.
Nice.
That's a cash grab right
Easy
there.
Easy pass.
I don't like it.
If it's a biopic for like Monopoly, for example, would you be interested in that at all? Like the guy who created the game? Nothing? No?
Nope.
You know, maybe. I mean, if it's like a rainy night one day and it's just I got nothing else to do, I might sit down and put it on there. I find like documentaries and like biopics like interesting from time to time. I used to watch. You remember that show, How It's Made?
Oh yeah.
Don't I used to love that show.
That's a good show. I like that. I like weird things like that sometimes. All right. So if it's a biopic like that, maybe. Okay. If it's like the Emoji Movie where they try to make a story out of something that it's not. Pass.
How about you give me a biopic of Akira Toriyama?
Hey, man, hey, I'll watch that.
That'd be cool.
I'll watch that documentary. I love documentaries, dude. But yeah, you're right. There are some home runs in that field. Facebook was a big one. Tetris, I think, did fairly well. I think there was one for like Cheetos or Hot Cheetos or something. That one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Hot Cheetos.
I heard that movie was good. I haven't seen it yet, but I don't know. The people who've actually seen it, they're like, dude, that's a good movie.
It's interesting. They're interesting stories, especially when you watch them. And of course, I think they're like, whatchamacallit, not exaggerated, but like exaggerated a little bit, for lack of a better term, right now, just for the entertainment aspect of it.
What about The Sims? Any entertainment there?
Nope.
Big miss. Big
thumbs down?
Yep. Okay. I'm calling it now.
I'm living the game.
You're dumb. I'm not really a Sims fan. That's wife over there.
It's a boring game.
I'm into real games. I'm into real games. Not
what about
garbage?
Yeah. Like what about Blair Witch reboot? Blair Witch was a huge hit in the 90s. It even got a remake, I want to say like 2010-ish, something like that?
No, that was like 2017, I think, 2018. I want to say let me see.
Look, if they're making a reboot.
2016, I was close. 2016.
I just want them to actually put the witch in the movie. Like, actually, give her more.
Actually show her.
Yeah, give her more.
They kind of do at the end of the reboot. Hmm. The 2016 one. Like, when he's like looking at the camera backwards or whatever, I think you see her standing there.
That's what I'm saying.
I actually enjoyed that 2016 one.
That's what
I'm
saying. I feel like I need the witch to be actually like glimpse of her, like not just on the camera or whatever. Like, I want to see her like effing somebody up.
Isn't that part of the mystery though, like the intrigue?
Yeah,
like, what's the witch, what's she look like, where is she, like not knowing what the witch is exactly.
That's exactly what I was gonna say. It's the Jaws effect.
Her rip somebody's heart out, dude. Come on.
Like, I get what you're saying, but it's like that Jaws effect. Like, for so much of the movie you didn't see the shark, you just heard the music and you got scared. And then at the very end, you see, huh?
BB got scared.
Yeah, he did. He's a little pansy. But, you know, at the end of the movie, you finally do see the shark. And it's just like, oh, it's the big reveal. But that's kind of what they do. It's like, it's that anticipation, like, what's going to happen? It's that sense of unknowingness that kind of gets you. Blair Witch, the original one, second one was, I didn't like it. The one where like they heighten production or whatever, they try to get better cameras and they try to make a better story for it or whatever. I don't know. That one was weird. Didn't care for it. First one was good. 2016 was good. I'm down for another one. If they're going to keep that same aesthetic.
I don't even remember part two. I remember the original. I mean, it was such a huge thing back then because people thought it was real. Like, for real, for real.
Yeah. Well, because they pushed it as real. I listened to another podcast where these comedians were trying to make a scary movie, right? And they talked to one of the directors, producers of the original Blair Witch. And one of their ideas was, let's fake their deaths. As if the actors that were in the movie, they're dead. So when we're pushing this movie, like, they're nowhere around because these people in the movie died.
Damn.
And like, dude, they went all out for this. Like, it was so interesting to like kind of hear some of like the behind the scenes kind of stuff. But I don't know, like, I like how they made the first one. I like how they remade this 2016 one. I'm down for another one, dude.
I know that CK I know he's not here, but he's a huge fan of the Blair Witch Project. Like, he loved that first movie. He watched it multiple times. I believe he said he liked the 2016 one. I've yet to see it. I just thought it was the same movie, but higher production value. So I never really bothered with it.
Mm. It's worth a watch, dude. Mm. Yeah, it is definitely worth a watch. Guns, did you ever watch the 2016 one?
No, I don't think I have, honestly. I remember the first
kind of what you said about, like, oh, I want to see the witch rip somebody's heart out or whatever. it wasn't necessarily the witch. I'm going to spoil this a little bit for you. There's a scene where like they find like a voodoo doll or like a little rag doll. And the guy's like, oh, it's just trash. Somebody's pranking us. And he snaps it in half. And one of the people folds in half. And you're like, oh, scheisse.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That didn't happen in the original.
No. I'm telling you, dude. It's worth a watch. I really enjoyed it. I've actually watched the 2016 one like a good three times, maybe.
If you would like to see me and CK create our own trailer for the Blair Witch, let us know in the comments below.
I forget how we used to do that.
Next up, Henry Cavill is going to be starring in Highlander. Highlander hasn't got a film in ages.
Refresh my memory.
An immortal Scottish swordsman must confront the last of his immortal opponents, a murderous, brutal barbarian who lusts for the fabled prize. So, yeah. So, it's about an immortal. Pretty cool concept back in the day. This was 86. He pretty much made it sound like
it's gone.
He's going to be using a sword like a badass, is what he alluded to.
Okay, that's fair, though, because he did play The Witcher season one, and he is a sword wielder in that one.
That's true.
At least in the game.
I guess he's fully trained, so.
Hey, if Keanu Reeves can do it, why can't he?
Good point. Yep. Yes, sir. Speaking of Keanu Reeves, John Wick, the spinoff, Ballerina. Apparently, they got some sort of teaser. It's happening, or at least a reminder. Hey, this is still happening. I mean, I haven't heard a damn thing about this in a long while. I thought they canceled it, to be honest.
Yeah, kind of. You know which one I thought was actually going to happen rather than this one? Was the Donnie Yen one, the Donnie Yen spinoff. Because I know people were pushing for that one.
That would have been cool. That would have been awesome, really.
Maybe he's after this one.
Yeah.
You never know.
It could be.
Maybe.
They're just doing all the little side stories first in order.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I personally am a big fan of John Wick movies. Mm-hmm. I love them. I still want to watch that other movie. Sisu? The one where he's like a Finnish guy fighting a bunch of Nazis by himself. Basically John Wick back in the Nazi days. Dude, oh my God. I'm still waiting for that one to come on one of the streamings that I have. I love the John Wick movies. I'm down for this one. Ballerina.
I'll check it out.
Sign. Like a prequel, like showing his life before he became like the assassin, or is it going to be like afterwards?
A spinoff. Yeah,
spinoff. I believe it was in the third one where he's in Russia, I believe, and the house was helping him. Like one of the ballerinas, one of the dancers. I think it's their story.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken.
That's why I was asking. Like, is it gonna be? I know it's a spinoff, but is it gonna be like a prequel, like spinoff thing? Like, just mainly the ballerina lifestyle.
Probably just mainly the ballerinas.
Yeah, they'll probably mention John Wick, but I highly doubt he'll make an appearance. But although I do agree with you, Kay. I'm a big on John Wick. I don't know if I'm interested in this.
Really.
I mean, the series came out, and I had, like, zero interest in that. That series about the hotel, like, the guy who came to own it.
Oh, you know what? I actually forgot about that. But it wasn't because I didn't have interest. If I had known about it or known when it came out, I probably would have watched it. I'll probably go watch it still.
What do you need?
Guns. Lots of guns.
Michael Jackson biopic. Could be interesting. Maybe.
Michael Jackson, king of pop. You know what? I would want to watch this one. There's so much controversy behind him.
The show, how I would turn white.
they probably will, actually.
Yeah, honestly, they probably will. And I actually do like a good handful of songs of Michael Jackson. I would definitely be interested in this one. I still need to watch the Elvis one, though.
I've heard nothing but good things from the Elvis one.
Yeah.
And then there was another one. Oh, a Queen. I watched that one.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah.
Oh, that one was a good one.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. Michael Jackson, I agree. I mean, his music catalog is amazing. His story's kind of
messed up.
And especially towards the end of his life, which supposedly, from what I heard, they are going to touch on that. But supposedly for the Michael Jackson story, they reached out to the family and they're actually like inputting and they're cooperating and they're talking about the kids and the drugs and the overdose. And so they are touching on these things, but for the most part, it's probably going to be leaning towards the positive parts of Michael's life. But it should still be pretty damn interesting, I think.
I mean, I would imagine so. I feel like he lived through so much from childhood all the way to adulthood to his passing. He lived so much.
Yeah, they beat him to greatness.
Yeah, dude. You've been hit by,
a smooth criminal. What about The Crow? You saw the trailer for that?
I did see the trailer.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about it here, and then like the day we recorded, and then like 2 days later, the trailer came out. It's like, ah, damn it. Yeah. So we forgot to talk about it the week after. But apparently they played it here at the CinemaCon like as well. And from what I heard, it's getting really good feedback, dude, from the crowd there. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's going to be a good movie after all.
Dude,
he seems too emo in this one for me.
You don't like that Jared Leto Crow?
No, you know what?
That was from
the original Crow is the only Crow for me.
I think, honestly, look, the actor, I don't think they could have picked anyone better.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Great actor. Amazing actor. Yes, Bill Skarsgård. Amazing actor. The Crow, he was always kind of emo.
Yes.
The character himself. There's no such thing as too emo. There is. But when it comes to The Crow, I feel like they touched on just the right amount, in my opinion. Hmm.
They should have just got Sting.
He's too old now.
I know what they're going for. They're going for, like, in today's world, what modern musicians are, you know, then yes, that they kind of got that look down. When you get that into perspective and you try not to compare it to the original or to the comic book, it's like, okay, it makes a little more sense. And I'm a little more open to the idea of it. It does look like it'll be like action packed. It'll be fun. It'll be a good ride. I think for me personally, I'm just holding a candle to the original. I'm just OG, dude. Okay.
And you know what? I respect that. You're an old guy trying to hold on to the good old days.
Mm-hmm. Have to.
One of these days, you're probably gonna come drive by and be like, "Hey, you want to check out my Corvette?" Like, I get it. But you gotta let that go.
Oh man!
And let's hope he checks that gun at the very end of the movie.
Oh, Jesus! No, man.
Yeah.
Round two.
Terrible. Like, you know how you scroll through TikTok and like you see like people who have like made like their own little mini documentary things. I just went through one for Brandon.
Yeah. Sad story, dude. Really sad.
I know.
You know what else is really really sad?
What is that? Your transitions?
Well, yeah, but Star Trek is getting a new movie next year. I don't think it's the reboot ones. I think it's a whole new cast. Just not a whole lot of information, but I think it's going to be a whole new cast. It's not going to be, what was his name from Heroes? Siler? Yeah, him. It's not going to be him. I don't believe so.
Harold from Harold.
it's Harold. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I've never really been a big fan of Star Trek. I heard that, what was it, like 2013 or whatever, that one that came out around that time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that one was good, but meh. Not interested.
Dude, I just am not a Star Trek guy, and I've heard they're really good movies, too. Mm-hmm. I'm just not in that universe, you know?
I'm in some boat. I'm not a Star Trek fan, but those movies were fun. There's a lot more action than what the series were, and I tried watching the series in the past. Some of them. I don't remember which ones, but I've tried watching. I could never get into them, but the movies were pretty fun. It was a good story, and they were good, man. They were fun. I will say check them out. You'll probably end up liking it, really.
I've seen a couple scenes where I'm, like, invested into it. It's just I've never sat down to watch the movie itself.
Yeah.
Space is disease and danger wrapped in darkness and silence.
The Running Man remake. The old Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
That's fine. In the year 2019, America is a totalitarian state where the favorite television program is The Running Man. A game show in which prisoners must run to freedom to avoid a brutal death. Kind of sounds like, what's that movie? The one with Jason Statham where they race for their...
Oh, Death Race?
Death Race.
Yeah, kind of. Kind of, or... Yeah, that's actually a pretty damn good comparison there.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's not one that I was ever on my watch list. But 2019 has passed, and I don't remember that game show being on TV. Let's keep reading. Having been made a scapegoat by the government and imprisoned, Ben Richards, Arnold Schwarzenegger, has the opportunity to make it back to the outside again by being a contestant on The Deadly Show. Although the twisted host, Damon Killian, Richard Dawson, has no intention of letting him escape. It sounds like an interesting plot.
Yeah, back in the day, I mean, dude, it was out there. It was unique. It was different. I mean, there's so many clones of it now.
Death Race probably being
one. Yeah, I remember one with the Stone Cold Steve Austin. Something similar. Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, there's... I don't know.
Not a great actor. Okay, but okay, so do we know who is going to be starring?
I don't think so. I don't think they said anything other than it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen. I mean, it sounds like an interesting plot. I think it just depends on who they cast. And you know what? Even if they get somebody new,
Paul Walker,
I wouldn't be opposed. Nothing. I wouldn't be opposed to like letting new people try new things, bringing new actors into like bigger movies.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, it looks like they did get some Glenn Powell. He will be leading cast as Ben Richards. Glenn Powell, who are you?
Glenn Powell, he was in Top Gun Maverick, Twisters, Set It Up, Hitman, he was in The Dark Knight Rises. Hmm.
He's from Austin, Texas? Alright, I'm cool. I'm good. Yeah. Let's cast him. Let's do it. I'll watch it. I support them Texans.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm looking at the movie list. I don't really recognize them. I didn't really watch the last Top Gun movie. I know someone threw something at the TV there. I heard it's a great movie. I just haven't gotten around to watch it.
Yeah, same here, dude. Yeah, I mean, it looks like he's been acting for a good while.
Yeah, he's been in quite a few things.
Nothing I really recognize. Nothing that really pops out
to me.
Like, you know... I'm not a huge movie buff. Like, I pick and choose what I watch. I probably really should start broadening my horizons a little bit more.
Last time BB said he's going to broaden his horizons, he got into guys.
Mm. Yeah. Or, I mean, guys got into
him. Y'all nasty.
Same thing.
Running Man. I mean, I'll wait for a trailer. I'll wait for more information. Can't really judge it. Yet.
It's an interesting concept to me.
Yeah, with today's technology and new CGIs and ideas of what the future of the future could be. Like, yeah, they could make something interesting out of it.
You know what movie they should remake? What was it called? Demolition Man?
Oh, dude, I would love that. Oh, it was one of my favorite Stallone movies.
Mm-hmm.
Still is, actually.
That's a good movie. Wesley Snipes, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Another one that didn't get any footage or anything, but announced Transformers is crossing over with G.I. Joe officially.
We did kind of touch on this one a little bit in the chat.
Yeah.
At the end of the Beast Wars movie, the end scene credit spoilers. Apparently the main character got some letter in the mail. Said he flipped it around. It says from G.I. Joe or something like that. I was like, oh, holy crap. And they're actually going for it, dude, which interesting. I don't believe Transformers and G.I. Joe have ever crossed in anything, maybe in comics, but maybe
that's
not
what
like,
I was about to ask.
Yeah. Not like a TV shows or movies, not that I'm aware of.
Once again, maybe I should broaden my horizons a little bit. We'll admit on camera, I only watched the Shia LaBeouf Transformers movies, skipped out on the Marky Mark ones. Beast Wars, didn't watch it, although I heard mixed reviews about it. I think Minarum said it was good, or was it Evil Ash that said it was good?
I think it was Evil Ash. Minarum was probably crapping on it.
Yeah, Minarum hates everything.
But yeah, I enjoyed it too. They've kind of been going downhill for a while, the Transformers movies. They started strong for me, and they kind of just dipped in quality, but that last one was pretty entertaining.
Was it a hill or was it off a cliff?
It was a pretty steep cliff. It was and hill. I'm also, I ran a quick Google search. Apparently G.I. Joe did cross with Transformers in the comics,
So,
oh, but you said the comics.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I wasn't sure.
Mm. But he was confirming that, yes.
Yeah.
That's a weird crossover, man.
Well, two of the biggest properties of the 80s, I mean...
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it wouldn't be such a crazy idea
to cross. They should have crossed over He-Man and Thundercats.
Maybe. Maybe they could have. But, yeah, man, I guess they have some story to derive.
They got a base.
Yeah, there's something there. It's not just they're making up something. Because that probably would be a horrible idea.
Yeah.
You know what else has a base?
What was that?
The Scary Movie.
Maybe you need to say that again. Jumped in with this dick.
We're leaving it in.
We're keeping it.
Yeah, we are.
Giggity. Scary Movie's getting the reboot treatment. Dude, Scary Movie 1 and 2, fantastic, hilarious.
From there on.
Anything so, after?
Dude. Yeah, all five movies after that or whatever, however many they made.
Dude, after the Wayans Bros left, down.
Agreed, 100%.
It's unfortunate that it got stolen from them. Dude, it sucks. The first two were great. If the Wayans Bros are not like represented in this, if they have nothing to do with this, the script, the acting or anything, because it hasn't been confirmed if they're going to be in it or not, I'm out on this one.
Wow.
Until I see their names up.
I feel they should only be involved in the script. I feel they should let, like you said earlier, the new actor shine. Even though it's like a comedy, like a goof movie, but still.
Yeah.
If they lay down the foundation, I think it should be a success.
Yeah, and you know what? That's fine. I can agree with you, agreeing with me. But no, but seriously, though, I would want to see them make like at least a cameo or something, you know?
Yeah, that'd be fun. That'd
or cool. Just throwing Shorty's laugh in there somewhere.
Well, that was more like SpongeBob. What the hell is that?
I was gonna say that. All right.
I was thinking more Lilo.
No, this is going to be a pass for me.
I think I'm with on gun side here. I'm hoping it'll be good. It's been a while since we had a good parody movie. That's including the ones that parody all the other ones, the superhero ones, Disaster. There are so many. The Spartans, and they're horrible. They're garbage. All garbage.
Yeah.
Except for Vampire Suck. That
Jam.
Was funny as hell. But
dude, oh my God. My wife actually, I got my wife to like that one. She knows she's a huge Twilight fan. And so dude, yep, unfortunately, they talk about it. Dude, my wife actually liked the Vampires Suck. Like, because she was like, let's watch Twilight. I was like, I'll do you one better. We got her to sit down and watch it. She was like, you know what? It was pretty good.
Oh.
You know what else is going to be really good?
Was it
The Last Ronin?
Yes.
Live.
Last
Ronin. Oh, my God, dude.
What is that? Give it to me. Guns.
Well, for you guys who haven't been keeping up with the podcast, we've been speaking about it. But how do I explain this with not being too spoil or being spoil friendly?
All right. So Ninja Turtles takes a dark twist.
That, yeah.
In which three of the turtles are killed off one by one. And we don't know. We actually do know. But we don't know who the last one standing is. So he takes it. That last turtle takes up the mantle, takes up the weapons with his fallen brothers, and goes on a revenge campaign.
So good, dude. And it's going to be live action, which is insane, dude. It's going to be rated R. Like, official, it's rated R, dude. That's crazy. I never thought there would be a rated R Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
And you know what? We've said it before. I will say it again myself. I'm pretty sure there are some big wigs listening because we talked about this, what, like a year ago now? How it would be awesome to have a Last Ronin.
Yeah, we got people in Paramount, man.
Or a game. And look at that.
In both.
Both happening, a game and a movie.
Damn right.
I wonder who could have given up that idea. Just saying, the essay files are on top of it.
Yeah. If only someone would make an essay files movie, it would slap. Not much. Someone pick that up. Do it. make that movie. So,
yeah, this one is definitely one I want to watch.
Yes. Okay. Now here's the big one, the question. Okay, we don't know any information. There's a base story, of course, but do you want the old school suits, like the Jim Henson suits from the original movies, or do you want the Michael Bay CGI turtles?
Something in between. I wouldn't mind CGI. Like, you know how they did Iron Man, where like they did like part of the suit was actual real, and then like the other parts were like CGI'd. If they could do something like that, make it look that good, I think that would be
cool. I agree with Kay. Somewhere in between CGI, the skin, the muscles and all that, but the bandanas has to be old school. And like, don't make Donatello too high-techy either. And they gotta bring back Thad.
Bring back Thad? Alan Richardson?
Yeah.
How did you play? Haven't played the turtle.
Yeah. It's a must.
Honestly though, I maybe that would be a little bit difficult. Would it be, I guess, easier to go full CGI, or would it be easier to go full life size suit? I don't know. I think whatever, they just need to do it right.
Agreed.
They like, I feel like they went overboard with the Michael Bay ones. They tried to make them like too razzle-dazzle. I don't know, they were weird. But if you're gonna go old school 90s suits, I think that's gonna be also a mistake.
Yeah, maybe. I actually like the CGI ones. The only thing I didn't like was the Raphael full
bandana. Oh, the do-rag.
Yeah,
but that's one of his original bandana. That's the original bandana.
Not for me. I want him to be like.
So you just want the mask.
Yeah, I said that. Okay. That, and like I said, don't make Donatello too high techy. And I think I'll be cool with that.
Yeah, I think I would love to see the old school Jim Henson suit come back. Not from the third one. Please do not use the freaking ones from the third one. You go.
Dude, that would have to make a completely new one.
Well, yeah, but just don't base it off of that third movie, man.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Didn't we already see Raphael in one of the original movies where he's in the huge jacket and the hat?
Oh, yeah. That was the first one.
Boom, right there. Yep. There's your last Ronin. we got the movie, dude.
There you go. Yeah, man. Just cook it right. Gladiator 2?
Not interested. Not interested.
I know it was a big hit back in the day. I never watched it.
Not interested.
Never
repeat.
I know Kurt Angle's in it. In the first one.
Yeah. That's like the only part I'll look up.
That's another one that was made like 10 years ago.
That was from the year 2000. That was 24 years ago.
Damn.
Yeah. Another one. It's too late. It's been too late.
That's like if they were to try to make Troy 2.
Yeah.
No. Like Brad Pitt past his prime, and then like dude.
Yeah. No. Who was this dude? Was it Russell?
I think so.
I mean, the dude. I mean, not talking trash about it. I mean, the dude's up there. He's kind of up there as well. He put on some poundage. You saw him in Thor: Love and Thunder.
No, one that sucked.
Oh, yeah.
He was Zeus. Yeah, I mean, he's not going to beef up for a Gladiator 2. I mean, it's going to be a whole new cast. It just feels like a reboot. Like, why call it Gladiator 2? It's going to be more or less a reboot.
Hey, what if it was a bodysuit?
Don't think about
it. Yeah, get that turtle's suit.
You and a damn turtle.
here's another one for Transformers. Transformers 1, the animated movie. That I'm looking forward to. I think Transformers, but animation, give or take.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. It's
supposed to be a story of like when Megatron and Optimus were buddy buddies. They were besties back in the day, and then how they became enemies. And supposedly in CinemaCon, the crowd, they were saying that it feels like a very comedic, family-friendly movie. So it's probably going to be that for most of it until they turn on each other at the end and it'll take a dark turn. So it could be cool. Yeah. Could be fun.
I'll try it out. I'll check it out.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not really too much of a Transformers fan at all. So, like, naming the other one we mentioned, not really interested. The G.I. Joe one, not really interested.
Ooh, man. Wow. Not even the Shiloh movies? The first two? The
Shiloh. Yeah, Buff. Shiloh. Oh, those were right. Shiloh Buff was not bad. And the Fox also. All right.
The Fox? Oh, Megan Fox.
Except them thumbs. Except them thumbs.
Toe thumbs. All right. Anyways. That was a weird little
segment. That was. All right, last up, last panel, we got Disney. I think there was another panel, but they had nothing interesting. So Disney, Kevin Feige talks about Deadpool. Apparently, one of the things he said was they're letting Deadpool design the popcorn bucket. And why is that funny? The Dune bucket.
Dude, that thing is... I remember all the memes about it.
The freaking Deadpool mask. Deadpool mask. the worm mouth or whatever.
All right, yeah. So here's the Dune popcorn bucket, right? It looks like the sandworm. And, of course, it's got a big opening slash mouth slash hole at the top of it.
Tashonda.
It's a bogus bird sized fleshlight. Huh? Huh? Oh, my bad.
Better help you sleep at night, man.
There's a couple photos going around for a Deadpool popcorn bucket. They are fake. There's one concept.
Oh, that I see the first one now. Yeah, that's the one I was talking about where they look like them. Yeah.
Minecraft.
Oh, this one?
I don't see how that's Minecraft.
Yeah, they kind of, like the Wolverine looks like a cube with the Wolverine mask. And it's got like the mouth is just wide open and then the popcorn's spilling out of it.
I saw that one. That one.
It's a side fleshlight. Ooh, Hugh. Then there's the other one, the other concept looks like it's making fun of the Dune bucket where it's got Deadpool's head sticking up and his mouth is the Dune worm teeth. And it looks like a nightmare. It looks scary as hell. Yeah, those are fake. They're just people on the internet having fun. They haven't released the official thing, but I'm sure it'll be something funny. Can't wait, dude. Just to see what they come up with.
It better be like Deadpool that's laying down and you get to see his butt cheeks, and that's where the popcorn comes out.
Ooh, Ryan.
That's what you dream about.
That's the guns concept.
Captain America was America's ass.
The other Deadpool-related note there. Apparently, at CinemaCon, they got to watch the first 9 minutes. Maybe it was 13 minutes. What was it? Guns, you said earlier.
9 minutes.
9 minutes? Yeah, and...
they couldn't make it a full 10.
Maybe something happens at the 10-minute mark that they don't want to spoil.
Must be. And Kevin Feige comes out, and he drops an F-bomb. He says it's effing awesome. It's just... wow, I don't think I've ever heard him talk like that about his movies. I guess because this is rated R. I guess he thought it was okay. I don't know. It's cool, I guess. Still can't wait for that movie, Deadpool 3.
Yep.
Deadpool 3.
That's one I'm definitely going to theaters to watch, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
What about in the House of Mouse with them releasing that Mufasa movie?
Don't
prequel?
Care.
Prequel to Lion King?
I've seen him. Lion King. I'm good with Lion King.
I know how his story ends.
True. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. Got zero interest.
Help me.
Zero interested. Moving along. Keanu Reeves is now the official voice for Shadow. Sonic 3.
Which, still haven't seen the first or second one.
Dude. They're fun, man. They're good. I thought they were entertaining.
I haven't watched the second one. First one was good.
Mm-hmm. But if Keanu Reeves is in it, I might just have to.
I've seen some people kind of hating it on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he'll do fine.
I'd say, give the man a shot. I feel like he got that raspy kind of voice that Shadow needs.
Mm-hmm.
Which one? What Keanu Reeves do you think we're gonna get? Are we gonna have Ted?
Ted? As, excuse me. Theodore?
Ted Shadow?
Whoa, Sonic. You're fast, bruh.
Or are we going to have John Wick Shadow?
No, we're going to get John Wick.
I'm Shadow. Yeah.
You forgot Point Break, Keanu Reeves.
Oh. Go, give it to me. Give it to me.
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Give it to me.
Oh, my God.
Screw you.
Give it to me.
What was I going to say? There was also Matrix, where he's like kind of monotone, like kind of
Sonic.
He's not John Wick, but he's also
Sonic. I need guns.
There you go.
Lots of them.
That was a pretty solid.
All right,
I ain't gonna lie, that kind of was.
I mean, I think he'll do fine.
Sonic. Keanu. Knuckles.
That was your Point Break Shadow.
I was trying to be the surfer, dude. I was trying to be a surfer.
Let's hope we don't get Point Break.
Nah, he'll do fine. I'm sure he'll be fine. Like you said, he's got that raspy voice. I think it'll fit good.
I believe in him.
Yeah, he'll do all right. Oh, and by the way, for Sonic, apparently, in the trailer that they showed at CinemaCon, Robotnik is fat, and Jim Carrey is confirmed to be back.
Yep, I heard.
Yeah, although in the teaser, you kind of heard him laugh, so we suspected. But, yeah, he's officially back. He's a big boy.
Bodysuit?
Yeah. Which might be Jim Carrey's final movie. I believe I heard he's retiring.
Nani?
Yeah, I mean, he's been retiring for like the past like 4 years.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I think this is
one of like the last roles that he said he actually enjoys or whatever.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could potentially be his actual last one.
I think because they only put him in like comedies, huh?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what his background is. Yeah.
Comedy icon.
Maybe he wants to be Blade.
Another story. Live action One Punch Man CK. You need to get that audition, shine it up real nice, turn it sideways, get that roll. Got to land it. Land it. One Punch. All right, Guns know what I was doing. So, One Punch Man's getting the live action movie. But what is One Punch Man?
It is basically the main character at the finish line when we come in. In the anime/manga, we get to see him basically OP at the very beginning. We skip everything. You get little flashes of his past, but it's essentially him being too strong and he has no challenges in the world. And he's bored.
Yeah. It started off a little rocky, but
your mama started a little rocky.
I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm not a fan of this one, of this anime. I've watched it. I tried watching the first season 2, maybe 3 times. I can't get into it. There's good highlights. There's good scenes to it. When the action gets going, it's fun. It's cool. It's awesome. Animation is badass. But the story is so boring. It's like, I just cannot get into it.
How do you think Saitama feels?
Just like that. He feels bored. I can't get into it. I don't know if this will hit the way that they wanted to hit?
Starring it.
Maybe.
See, my thing is, I feel they should finish all the other... I know it's a movie, but they should finish all the other live-action anime stuff they have out right now. Like One Piece. Concentrate on that.
I mean, they're different people working on it, you know?
But still, why do you have so many out at the same time, man?
Because how long is anime going to stay in the spotlight?
Forever.
Mm-hmm. Anime didn't become mainstream. Like, yes, we were into it, like, way before. But, like, it didn't become this big until pretty recently.
But who's asking for it? Who asked for Saitama? Who asked for One Punch Man?
I mean, nobody's asking for it, but that's why they're taking all these big titles and they're making them right now to see if any of them land in
Where's my live-action Dragon Ball Z?
No, you don't touch Dragon Ball Z. No.
Yeah, don't.
Don't touch it.
Don't ask for it.
We don't need Evolution 2 24 years later.
On the butt cheeks.
But for this one, One Punch Man, the writers, who was it,
Dan Harmon.
The what now?
Dan Harmon,
Rick and Morty. Yes, sir. It looks like he is writing the script for this, which is a weird choice, I think. Don't get me wrong, like Rick and Morty, I love that show. I think it's hilarious and it's very well written. I just don't know if that's the right choice for a One Punch Man. I don't know. Maybe he can make it not boring.
You're not a One Punch fan anyways. So it's like, what do you care?
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
And there you go. No, okay. But really, though, seriously, he has experience writing scripts for, I guess, like outlandish kind of characters.
Okay.
So, I mean, it could be a plus. It could work in his favor.
That's a good point. Then this one, which kind of got my interest, Justin Lin. We just talked about him last week, about the Fast and Furious director / producer, the one who could be directing Spider-Man 4. Looks like his name is attached to this, and that could be interesting. He knows how to make action scenes. He knows that for this, okay, maybe. Well, you know what? I think you just talked me into it. You talked me
into it. yourself into it.
I did it myself. yeah. Justin Lin, high octane director with an excellent writer from Rick and Morty. Get CK in there, get him to work out a little bit, get the shine the head up a little bit. Yeah, I think it's going to work.
What about the beard?
We're going to have to shave that beard, CK. It's coming all off. Baby face it.
And I guess we got to thin out his eyebrows too, right?
Oh, he does that already.
Oh, okay.
He plucks them.
So, Xbox 360. What can you tell me about? Nobody cares.
Xbox 360 is closing down their marketplace. Looks like they will be retiring it in July 29, 2024. That's a couple months from now. So, yeah. What can you do? Download all your games. Anything.
Download buy anything that you need and or may want.
On PS5.
As far as I'm aware, I think the services, like for any games that you've purchased, should still be available to you. It's just like servers and things of that sort will no longer be available to you. You will no longer be able to purchase anything after July 29th. Mm-hmm. But if I'm not mistaken, if what I read was correct, yeah, all your games should be still playable.
Yeah, should be. As long as you download them. Don't lose them. Yeah, just keep, if there's something you want, download it, keep it on your storage, get you an external hard drive, save your games, because who knows if you'll see them again. They might be re-released in current servers and whatnot, maybe not.
Shut it down!
And our last story, Heroes is getting the third series. Dude, I loved Heroes. Here, save the cheerleader, save the world. Guns, I think you're the one who got me into the show. He told me about it. And he's like, oh, he is. Spoiler. Just a spoiler machine. And you can't even deny it back there. Yeah, but he's telling me about the show. It's like, oh, it sounds all right. I'll check it out. And, dude, it's such a good damn story. So well written. And it was kind of X-Men-ish, but different. It stands on its own. It's not completely about, like, racism against power set people or mutants or whatever you want to call them.
Pizza Patrulli.
Yeah, dude, the writing on that show is fantastic. It had a couple weak seasons, sure, any show does, but overall it was such a damn good show.
Yo, how about when Hiro Nakamura from the future came to the past and he was like a ninja / samurai dude?
Oh yeah, it's basically Trunks.
Yeah, essentially
Trunks. Yeah, man, Hiro is probably my favorite character.
And he knew perfect English, I think.
He don't talk like this no more.
He's American now.
That was a little bit of a Hispanic.
He don't talk like this no more. That was your Hispanic. Okay, I'll never do a Japanese accent again.
So who was your favorite?
Also, what was the second series? I don't really remember a second one. What was it?
The second one, what was it? Heroes Reborn, I think it was.
I don't think I ever watched that one.
Yeah, Heroes Reborn. So that one was created by Cringe. I think this is the same guy who's making this new series. And the first one, Tim Cringe. I think I'm saying that right. That took place a few years after the original series ended. It picked up right after, and it was about Claire. You remember that girl that healed?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was about her children. Spoilers. And the continuity was there. Like half the original cast came back, and it was good, but I don't know. It's just
the first one.
Yeah.
It didn't as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Something was missing. I think it was just the charm of the original cast. Peter Petrelli was like such a main focus, like his story from pretty much all of the seasons and Heroes. And he was missing. He wasn't there. Claire, she wasn't there either, which was another main focus. There was just a lot missing. It was more about Noah, the agent guy, the dad, Claire's dad. Do you remember that guy? Mm-hmm. It was more about him. So it felt a little more grounded, less
Hero.
Grand spectacle. It was good, but yeah, it was just something was missing. But this third one, I have no clue what they're going to do. This article goes, it says that Eclipse is set years after the events of the original series, as new evils are being awakened and discovering powers that will change their lives. The premise evokes the 2015 limited series Heroes Reborn, also created by Cringe. So yeah, it does take place after that second series. So, I mean, it's all connecting. It's all there.
Yeah. It kind of just sounds like a reboot.
You think so?
Too bad we didn't get powers in the last Eclipse.
I know, huh? I was outside.
I was looking straight at it. I was like,
I saw nothing but clouds.
I was blind for like 10 minutes.
But yeah, man.
JK guys.
Heroes. I'm excited for it, dude. It's such a good series. At least the original one, the original series. I've got good memories with it. It's been a while since we've had anything from them, so it'd be cool to see what they got.
My name is Hiro Nakamura.
Save the cheerleader, save the world!
And for all you fans out there, Minarum would like all your
meatloaf
picks. Oh. He would like all the big ones, the small ones, the smelly ones, the micro ones, the veiny ones, the hairy ones, the cheesy ones, the glizzy ones. He especially wants the tuna can.
Tuna. Those are his favorite.
Dude. He talks nothing but the tuna.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
The wrinkly ones, the black ones, the white ones, the brown ones, the yellow ones. He wants them all, man. He wants them all.
Where at?
I'm sorry. His mouth. I mean... at Minarum at DecilFiles.com.
And for any comments, questions, suggestions, you can email us at contact@DecilFiles.com or reach us individually, which we're all listed in the description below. You can also visit us at www.DecilFiles.com, where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. We talk trash, we talk TV, we talk movies, we talk anime. We just have a good time here. We have fun. And you should do yourself the pleasure of visiting our social media. Brother K, where can they find us?
They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, X, formerly known as Twitter. And if you're looking for new uncut episodes, you want to hear me say
barnacles,
you can check us out on Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Love Pandora.
You never said anything bad about Pandora.
Never.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. We will see you on the next episode of the Essay Files. Alright, this is Agent K saying see you later.
This is Guns deucing out.
And Bogus Bird signing off. And we'll catch you on the next one.
Peace.